We call them half and half?
Half and half, mixed race, but there's nothing to it.
What if... Go ahead.
Because people get married, you know, they don't have to be the same race or the same, you know, kind of people, as long as they love each other and want to go each other's way.
Yeah. Do you think your mother would be upset if you wanted to marry a white girl or brown girl?
No, I don't think so. Whatever, you know, whatever pleases me probably would please her.
Uh-huh. That's good. That's good that she'd be that way. Let's see. Okay, do you have a name for somebody who might have, like, one white grandparent?
One white grandparent?
Mm-hmm. Do you have a name for somebody like that? Instead of one parent, you know, a grandparent that's white.
I just say mixed blood.
Okay. Okay, what would you call the man that you work for? I mean, just how would you address him when you're talking to him?
Sir.
Okay.
Are you sir, boss, you know.
Okay.
All things.
Okay, what do you call white people who aren't very well off and who haven't had a chance at education and they're sort of good for nothing and too lazy to work and all that kind of stuff?
You asking me what do I call them?
Yeah.
What I call them?
Uh-huh, these would be white people who are like that.
I wouldn't call them, I'd just say uneducated, because black people, they might not have all that, education like white people have.
Uh-huh.
I would just call them uneducational.
Okay. What would you call a guy who, either black or white, who lives out in the country and he doesn't know anything about town ways and he's kind of conspicuous, you know, when he comes to town, and he, of himself, he might say, oh, I don't know anything about city ways, I'm just an old, what?
Bum.
Okay.
City ways?
Yeah, he's from the country.
So. Oh, he's from the country?
Yeah.
And you're asking me, and he don't know what's going on today.
Uh-huh.
Well, I would say he's where he's been, you know, he's been far out, you know,
mm-hmm.
because he don't know what's going on in today's life.
Okay.
In this part of the world.
Would little kids who are being ugly have some sort of name they might call him?
Being ugly?
Uh-huh. Being mean to him. Making fun of him.
No, I just say, reformed, I guess.
He what?
Reformed, I guess.
Okay. What do you mean by that? Tell me. Explain. If he's...
By reformed?
Uh-huh.
Well, I would say if a person, you know, is being called ugly is because the way he looked and not the way they was, you know, that's the way they was born. And maybe some parent may had something wrong with her, or she's been taking drugs or something like that to make the child reformed, which somebody would call ugly.
Uh-huh.
They would just call him ugly right off the hand. They just... You know, want to have something to say.
Uh-huh. Okay, I get it. Okay, say you were at a party, and you look at your watch, and it's about, oh, it's after 11:30, and you say, well, we better be getting on home. It's midnight.
Past midnight.
It's not quite midnight yet, so you might say it's, okay, say it's 11:45.
Uh-huh.
So you'd say it's midnight.
It's almost midnight.
Okay. You might say, this ice is hard to walk on. I managed to keep my balance, but I fell 3 or 4 times.
I managed to keep my balance, but I fell.
But I?
I mean, I
something,
fell.
Something fell. I blank fell.
My legs fell.
You didn't quite fall, but you fell.
Oh. I didn't quite fail, but I almost failed.
Okay. If someone's waiting for you to get ready so you can go with him, and he calls to you, hey, will you be ready soon? You might answer, I'll be with you in...
Just a minute.
Okay.